This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
The State Department deployed U.S. Marines to Haiti on Sunday to reinforce our nation's embassy and airlift non-essential personnel out of Port-au-Prince as heavily armed gangs, thousands of which escaped the nation's two largest prisons, continue their savage quest to seize control of the government. The middle-of-the-night operation was conducted via helicopter by the U.S. military at the request of the State Department. This airlift of personnel into and out of the embassy is consistent with the standard practice for embassy security augmentation worldwide, and no Haitians were on board the military aircraft, according to the U.S. Southern Command. According to the Economic Times, the operation was the latest sign of Haiti's troubles as gang violence threatens to bring down the government and has led thousands to flee their homes. Horrifying images of chaos in the Caribbean nation have flooded social media as gun-toting gang members laid siege to the Toussaint-Louverture International Airport on Monday and attacked the police academy, where, according to CBS News, more than 800 cadets are training. Haiti reports heavy gunfire near the main international airport in the capital. Last week, following a shocking attack on the national penitentiary, all but 98 of the 3,798 inmates being held at the penitentiary escaped, according to the Office of Citizen Protection. A similar prison break at the Croix de Bouquet prison freed 1,033 inmates, including 298 convicts. With his nation on fire, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry bolted for Puerto Rico after jetting to Nairobi in an attempt to secure a deal for the long-delayed UN-backed mission, according to the Economic Times. Henry was in Kenya when a state of emergency was declared in Haiti last week. It's absolute anarchy, according to podcaster Bruce Snyder. According to Stars and Stripes, the U.S. airlift comes amid ongoing gang attacks in multiple locations around metropolitan Port-au-Prince, including Tabaré, where the U.S. Embassy is located. Several nearby businesses have been looted and overtaken by armed gangs that today control more than 80% of the capital. In response to the attacks, Haiti recently extended a 72-hour state of emergency and curfew to a month and deployed members of its fledgling army to assist the Haiti National Police to help fight against gangs. And now the U.S. government has provided the police with additional ammunition. What a mess. And of course, Republicans are being blamed.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.